In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During the holy season of Lent, Catholics put greater efforts into their growth in virtue, primarily by means of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. All these are essentially acts of self-denial. Another term that most of the saints would use is mortification. That word mortification means precisely to make dead. When we mortify ourselves, we are making ourselves dead in a certain way. And this is what we're called to do, beginning with our baptism in which we spiritually died and rose again with Christ. Each day of our lives are a call and opportunity to conform ourselves more closely to the cross. This is certainly not always pleasant. Dying never is. And yet it's where we will find our joy. Pleasure and joy are two very different things. Pleasure is mostly about our physical and sensible satisfaction. Joy, on the other hand, is the fruit of emptying ourselves to make room for God and offering our lives for others. And so as we prepare to enter the season of Lent, preparing again to increase our efforts at dying to ourselves, we have this beautiful encouragement and truth from St. Paul. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? We will begin this holy season by receiving ashes on our heads, hearing the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's quite a sobering experience every year. And yet, as we're reminded of our own mortality and our call to self-denial, we also keep in mind that death does not have the last word. All of our mortification and penance serve to open and expand our hearts so that the Lord can fill us with himself, so that our hearts can be remade into the likeness of his Sacred Heart. St. Philip Neri was the 16th century founder of the Congregation of the Oratory and became known as the Second Apostle of Rome. Philip would do all sorts of things to mortify himself, from the sublime, such as spending whole nights in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, to the seemingly ridiculous, such as shaving off half his beard and walking around Rome. But whatever it was, the goal of his death to self was that the life of Jesus might shine more clearly through him. A few days before Pentecost in 1544, as he was praying the novena to the Holy Spirit, a globe of fire appeared to him and entered his mouth. Shortly thereafter, he felt an intense heat in his body and a large swelling around his heart. While he never felt any pain, this heat and swelling would intensify for the rest of his life any time he was in prayer, offered the sacraments, or performed works of charity. After his death, physicians found that Philip's heart had enlarged so much that two ribs had broken and curved to make room for it. This physical manifestation of Philip's incredible union with God reminds us what the Lord expects of us, nothing less than our whole selves. As we enter these last days before Lent, let us prepare well with a plan of how we will spend these privileged 40 days. Our plans of prayer and fasting and almsgiving should be reasonable but serious. And if we're faithful to it, together with confession and the Holy Mass, we'll have the joy of being united to the cross of Christ and ready to share in his resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.